You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is powered by TD Ameritrade. When it comes to investing, each of us invests in our own unique way. From TD Ameritrade's award-winning technology to personalized guidance, they have everything you need to invest on your terms. Visit tdameritrade.com/YTDA to get started. Channel your inner Fred Flintstone in this pedal-powered car by Jack Stewart. There aren't many ways to make traffic jams productive. You can make phone calls, listen to audiobooks, or practice your calming breathing exercises. But none of them help you escape the reality of being trapped in a metal box, surrounded by thousands of other metal boxes, all performing a dance forwards, slowly, foot by foot, across the asphalt. A Saudi Arabian inventor, Nasser al-Shawaf, decided he wanted the ability to do something useful with his hours in the car every day. Exercise. He commissioned the services of a Dutch automotive engineering group, BPO, which set to work figuring out how the heck to do that. I didn't say you're crazy, because that's not the best thing to say to a new client, but I said it's quite challenging, says Oscar Brokhed Zalberg, BPO founder. But the firm agreed to figure it out, and the result, via some even more bizarre-sounding prototypes, is a car with bike pedals, where the normal pedals should be. To move forwards, you better pump your legs. Your pedaling is converted into an electrical current, which is used to trigger the accelerator. Pedal faster, and the car moves faster. It's like a real-life version of a high-tech Peloton virtual spin class, crossed with the somewhat lower-tech of Fred Flintstone's open-floored car. BPO started its experiments simply. We developed a mock-up from wood to see if it's possible to row or bike in a car, says Brokhed Zalberg. Guess what? Rowing is very dangerous. There's not enough room, he says. But pedaling turned out to be surprisingly easy to both do in a confined space and to use to operate a car. The next step was to install a prototype into a smart car, which, for a tiny vehicle, has a good amount of space inside. The rig looks like the bottom half of a small exercise bike. His engineers went into the car's throttle controls and replaced the signal from the one accelerator pedal with the signal from the two spinning pedals, and installed a hand-operated brake. And then they were very surprised when it all worked very well on a track. When you give it a try, it's so logical. Just step in the car and to drive away by pedaling, says Brokhed Zalberg. Mind you, he cycles to work in the Netherlands, so may have been more comfortable with the notion than most American drivers. Next up was an Audi A4 Avant wagon, with a 2-liter gasoline engine and an automatic gearbox. As before, the bike pedals don't provide any extra power or motion. They just trigger the movement of the car, which is powered by its normal engine. There are three settings, slow, fast, and no drive, to allow different pedaling speeds in different types of traffic. Or just sit there stationary, working up a sweat. Hardcore spinners can even dial up the resistance to make pedaling harder, but may want to think carefully about the length of their commute. This car is a proof of concept and probably appeals to a very limited market of people who spend too much time on the road to make it to the gym. They're the same people who've moved beyond standing desks in the office and now have those slow-moving treadmill desks. And it's not a crazy use of time, There is evidence to show that sitting too much isn't healthy, with some health experts branding it the new smoking. The car pedals could help a driver burn 300-odd calories in 30 minutes. So being active in your car might come with health benefits. But what about safety? The Dutch Road Safety Authority has checked out the Audi and says as far as they're concerned, it's legal for regular streets. The hand-operated brake is a standard retrofit for cars for disabled drivers, and there are no guidelines on what form an accelerator pedals must take. So Brokat Zalberg is getting ready for a new round of tests. Brokat Zalberg swears it's very easy to modulate your speed with the pedals, and that it becomes intuitive very quickly. He doesn't see any problems with people zipping out into small gaps in traffic just by spinning their feet, though crash safety is another issue. Modern cars are carefully designed to protect the lower legs of front seat occupants, with knee airbags and deformable pedals. BPO will look at that in a future iteration of the invention. It also wants to come up with a system that folds away under the driver's seat when it's not in use, so the car can be driven normally sometimes, or all of the time, when the novelty wears off. Long-term, the inventor hopes to get an automaker or aftermarket kit maker to build and sell the equipment for healthier cars. But for now, only the one Audi has the extra pedals. So if you want the experience of spinning your feet in traffic, get on your bike.